Hello, and welcome to searchconceptmanagement.com. I'm Lauren Hulwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today we're going to continue the conversation that we started recently about social media and social media measurement and monitoring. So to start us off, social media monitoring is still a very new practice for most organizations. So it's still early days for best practices and a methodology to have shaken out, so to speak. But there are ways to maximize the returns on social media monitoring. Hearing what your constituencies or your customers are saying about products and services can help you make business decisions today and in the future. So today, to talk about some of the issues surrounding social media monitoring, I have Scott Robinson with me, who's a SharePoint and BI expert. So welcome, Scott.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi. So it's great to have you with us. And as usual, I have many, many questions for you on this topic.
Sure.
So to start us off, you know, social media has a lot of different uses for business today. So tell me about social media monitoring. Is that true of monitoring as well?
Social media monitoring is actually a fairly old practice, and it actually predates the Internet. There was a time back in the day, and this is from my journalism background. I go back a ways in journalism, when if you wanted to keep track of the buzz about your company or your products or your services or whatever, you would employ something called a clipping service. And what a clipping service would do would go out and scan newspapers and magazines for mention of your company or mention of your products, and you'd end up with, you know, big monthly batches of what people are saying. Now, what people are saying is incredibly valuable to a broad range of organizations and companies. It's a valuable thing if you're in government. It's a valuable thing if you manufacture something or if you offer a service. It's great to know what people are saying about you. So social media monitoring, especially now in the age of the Internet, when you've got tens of millions of people throwing their opinion out there every day all the time, that's very powerful information, and it can be used strategically in a great many ways. So social media monitoring, even though it's still getting its legs, is pretty much here to stay.
So now let's talk about the metrics themselves. So social media can, you know, generate these measurements that are kind of a form of business intelligence and even analytics. So how does social media monitoring kind of feed into key performance indicators?
Well, now you're asking probably the central key question that most organizations wrestle with when they first get into social media monitoring. What exactly are we looking for? How are we going to gather it? And what do we do with it when we get it? Usually when we get into analytic business intelligence, we're talking about crunching numbers and crunching them in a way that give us some sort of strategic insight. Now, with social media, that's a little bit nebulous because people out there talking about my products or services, well, it takes many forms. Twitter looks different from Facebook. Facebook looks different from LinkedIn. LinkedIn looks different from WordPress, which looks different from Pinterest. They're all different. So what you want to do in reducing this to actual data and actual numbers is track down the things that are numbers, things that are countable. If you're getting into KPIs, you want to be looking at likes and shares and mentions and things like that, downloads. All of these are things that you can count. Now, that's your starting point. That's not all there is in the monitoring universe. But when it comes to KPIs and coming up with raw numbers that you can actually make use of in order to do strategic planning or to evaluate what's going on in the marketplace, that's your starting point. The KPIs that we gain from the likes and the mentions and the shares.
Okay. So, and I'm going to get to my next question in 1 second, but, you know, I've done some research on this, and as you said, this is one of the areas where organizations really struggle. And it sounds like for a lot of organizations, what they're coming to is they don't just want to know how many followers they have or how much traffic they have to a Facebook page. They also want to be able to measure true engagement of their followers and website audience and et cetera, et cetera. Would you agree with that?
I absolutely would, and that's something we can do today that does tie us back to the old days of clippings. It's one thing to measure likes and mentions and just gather the raw numbers to paint a picture of how big your audience is, but that doesn't give you their level of engagement. That doesn't give. Now, the thing is, all that information is out there, too. You've got people out there who are so engaged with your product or your services that they're going to write about it, that they will write blog entries about it. They will go out there and pontificate on some social site where you're not looking at a like or a mention or a follow. You're looking at a body of text. Now, these days, we have tools that can actually get into that as well and measure exactly what the degree of passion you've got out there among the people who are talking about you. Not just that they exist, not just how many there are, but how strongly they feel. That, too, is useful. And it gets even better. When you're able to track blog sites, sites where people actually talk about, or forum sites where people actually are talking about you, you're able to basically get your customer base to provide you with reviews of your services, to provide you with reviews of your products. That is invaluable information, and that's much better than just what the industry is saying about you in relation to others. It gives you insights into what your customers really want, what they really like about you, and what they don't.
So now let's talk about some of the methods that organizations can use to kind of gather better data.
Well, now, there are two big paths you can go here, and it's the same as analytics in general. You can either engage in this effort on your own, get your organization to adopt a tool set that will allow you to do the monitoring, or you can hire a service that will do it for you. And we'll talk about the differences between those two another time. But it boils down to gathering information from the key social media sites where the data exists. There are certain services or certain sites out there that are going to be more fruitful in terms of my product. For instance, if I'm a record company and I release a new album, I can be fairly certain that I'm going to get a big hit off of Twitter. That Twitter buzz is going to give me a lot of great feedback. So what I want to do is I want to be using a social media monitoring tool that gives me Twitter reach. And by reach, I mean exactly how viral are the tweets going. What are the counts among the different kinds of mentions I'm getting, the pro and the con? How far are those, you know, spreading virally? So I want to match my social monitoring effort to a particular site that's going to give me the most fruitful result. Other techniques that are very powerful. I need to create a hashtag or a set of hashtags and promote their presence so that people are, you know, getting back to me. I need to create a link between me and the customers or consumers that are giving me the feedback. So I need to create bridges for that. The big bridge is the hashtag. Hashtag is the path to metadata. Now, those don't spring out of the air, and we don't rely on the customers and consumers creating them spontaneously.
Then
I need to build that bridge.
Okay, so my next question is, you know, social media, unlike traditional metrics and analytics, you know, this is unstructured, kind of free-form, text-based data, not numbers. So what kind of a challenge does that present?
But it presents a considerable challenge because the truth is text analysis is even more in its infancy than social media monitoring in general. Text analysis is the kind of stuff that, you know, researchers are still digging into these days. So basically what you need to do truly effective evaluation of social media data coming back to you that's in text form, is you need to make it not just a machine process, but a combination of human eyes and machine processing. You need to create systems for evaluating this data that involve people interacting with it. A couple of ways you can go about that. One thing you can do is you can basically make everybody in your organization a listener. You can create with an internal, with your company intranet, you can create an internal means of having everyone in the organization feed into the system. When they see something of use, information that's useful in terms of product evaluation or touching base with the user base, they can pop in a link and feed it over to a place where you're reporting this kind of contact. Another thing you can do is basically have an evaluation process that allows people who are evaluating the data to feed into your business intelligence process, to basically close the business intelligence loop by saying, we know not just what our monthly numbers are in terms of what we spent on marketing and what our turnaround was in sales. We also can begin to keep track of, by closing the loop, the level of success we've attained by measuring the sentiment, the passion that the customers, our new customers, feel for our product. Sure, we gained, 10,000 new customers this month. Well, how do they feel? How do they feel? It used to be a question that was out of bounds, but not anymore.
So my next and final question is, what are some of the dangers in getting social media monitoring wrong?
Well, the dangers can be tremendous. The biggest mistakes basically boil down to not doing a sufficiently complete job of evaluating your market. It's not enough to go out there and count the likes and the mentions and the shares of information about your products or services or your company. You need to use social media monitoring to create a picture of the marketplace. If you're wise, you're not just going to be watching your mentions and your likes. You're going to be looking at the likes and mentions of your competitors as well. You're going to be watching the social buzz about competing products or services. You need to build up a picture of your market that's as complete on the social media side as it is on the business intelligence side. You're not closing the loop in business intelligence if you're only feeding back information about yourself. You need to be feeding back information about your position in the market, and that means watching brands other than your own. That's the first big mistake. Another problem that a lot of companies have is once they start pulling in the information and making use of it, they're not really applying it to strategic advantage. Now, in the past, you and I have talked about how one good use of social media monitoring is crisis management, to know what happens when your brand is on the ropes, to have advance warning that your brand is on the ropes, that a competitor is moving in on you, that someone else's products are overtaking yours. This kind of thing is very important strategic information. Now, social media monitoring, as you and I have discussed, gives you a leg up on that. It gives you the ability to know it ahead of time, to know that the danger is there. What a lot of companies fail to do is to take advantage of that time savings. If I have a crisis management imperative in place to say, okay, my brand is in trouble, my products are in trouble, and social media monitoring is giving me an early warning for that, I need to have a response plan in place ahead of time, or I haven't really bought myself anything. A lot of companies fail to think about that. Once I've got this data, once this data is talking to me, how am I going to respond? This is something that a lot of companies neglect. They don't think about it ahead of time, and they go to the trouble to start using monitoring, and then they don't have a response plan in place when things do go south. That's another big problem.
So this is a very rich and complex subject, so I have a feeling we're going to be returning to it very soon. But as always, thank you, Scott, for joining us today and shedding light on this topic.
Certainly.
And for more on social media monitoring, check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.